we're talking about five other kinds of legal documents that if you find them, you do not give them. The principle is the same in all of them. Here, for the most part, it's going to be, the normal assumption is it's going to belong to one party. But we're always afraid, a get, the first one will be a get. The normal assumption you would think is, you find a get, well, who do you think it came from? Obviously, it's the wife's get. Every wife who's divorced wants to keep a get, and no reason to roll away a husband who would have the get in his hand. The fear is, there is a reason why. The reason why the husband might have the get is because he changed his mind. And we're afraid for even that. We're not getting involved. So we're always afraid that the husband wrote the contract, or whatever the different cases are, and never delivered it because he changed his mind. That's a din. I speculated in this year, and we'll just put this speculation forth. Just speculative. Like, the question is, why in the world would people on a regular basis write contracts they don't intend to deliver? That's a little weird. Like, unless maybe you do that. But I realized, or I suggest anyways, that in Chazal's time, the sofer was like, you know, you have to book them in advance, or maybe it came from town to town, whatever it is. So now the sofer is here. Now's your chance to write your star. By the time, like, you know, it's time for delivering or using, you might have changed your mind. So I think that's just, I'm speculating, that is the Metzius. Just always, it's kind of strange. Why does someone keep in his drawer a divorce document for his wife, like waiting to go? Weird.
For sure, you shouldn't assume that everyone wrote a get. Just like maybe they would do a prenup, so everybody didn't want to see what they had it just in case.
Well, I guess if that's Metzius, then that would even be stronger. If everyone keeps a get in their drawer just to threaten their wife in any given moment.
Situations. In other words, they don't want to war or whatever, so they're always prepared.
That wouldn't. That's a totally different point, but that wouldn't work. Just remember that, because the get's only effective from the time it's delivered.
Does it have to be signed?
It's signed by two witnesses who are witnessing the delivery.
It's not signed by the husband.
No, not necessarily, right.
So when you find a get, it's not, if it hasn't been delivered, it's not going to be signed by the two witnesses.
It could be that the witnesses didn't sign, or you lost it, or whatever the story is. With all these cases, once you have witnesses, the whole thing's going to fall away. The case here is, for whatever reason, we don't have witnesses.
Then it's not a good get anyway.
Well, it could be that, for example, you have a machlokas. If there's a midoraisa, it could be a good get. A, if he wrote it with his own handwriting, that could, and he gave it to her in her hand, that could be midoraisa good enough. That's already period. But there's a machlokas for Lazar and Meir, what constitutes the effectiveness of the get is they have to have witnesses on the handing over, that's a revelation, that's a din, or witnesses just on the writing of it. Okay, so indeed, we'll wait for other things to clarify the issue. So then the Mishnah says inside now, Matzah Gite Nashim, if you find a marriage contract, don't give it back, because maybe it was written, not delivered. Or Shechrure Avadim, those are like a sense, similar to a get, it's a contract that releases a slave, so he becomes a free man. Again, same story, maybe it wasn't delivered, he changed his mind. Diateki is a, like a will, much like a will. The idea is that when a person's still alive, he's giving something over to another person on his deathbed. Now, normally, there's like a few. Step one, a person giving something. Step one, when a person dies, all stuff goes to his boys, period. Step two, a person can try to circumvent that by gifting things in his lifetime. That's cool. Like, I can gift anything I want to anybody. My kid is not claiming on that. Step three, gifts normally require, like anything else, normal kinyan, whatever the kinyan is going to be. I can't just say, oh, my iPod's yours. No, it isn't. Until you pick it up, it's not yours. Step four, on a person's deathbed, he may not be able to get the cow over here to do the transfer of ownership, or get the paperwork in here to do the transfer of, you know, property, whatever it is, because he's on a deathbed. So step five, the rabbi said, if a person thinks, I can't sort out my affairs before I die, that's going to aggravate him and make him die sooner. So therefore he said, step six, on a person on the deathbed, the rules are that his verbally saying something is the same as in having as a formal kinyan, exactly right.
It's one of the few exceptions that we're allowed to do a kinyan on Shabbos.
Oh really, I didn't know that.
Somebody on his deathbed can do that.
Oh.
That is Shabbos.
Oh, there you go. So it's good. Go ahead. I didn't know that.
The same rule for a kid. Somebody on his deathbed can grant
again.
On Shabbos. And there's a kinyan involved there. Uh-huh.
I guess things are only to Rabban anyways. They sort of big kinyan. Yeah. So that's all that. So that's all cool. I think step seven I said is what you say is good enough. You're making it on your deathbed, shchiv mira. But step eight, that assumes you said you want it to be done verbally. Once you said we're doing a formal contract, so that like undermines everything. Now all of a sudden, until the contract is done properly, there's no transfer because the guy's indicating he wants to be formalized by a contract. So now here's the problem. You find what I'm this deitaki, which I'm calling like the will, you find the contract. This person, Lizetha, is trying to hand something over. Well, you don't know if he succeeded in completing the transaction before he died. So we're not going to assume now that he did. Maybe he didn't. And maybe he wrote it, but didn't deliver it. Yes, it's not delivered. It wasn't effective. Now we're not going to post. Once he's dead, it's too late. Whatever the assets he had flow to the boys. So you find this will. You don't know who belongs. This, like, I don't call it a will anymore. Now you see what it is. But I take it, this contract from a deathbed, handing over something to somebody else. We don't give it over to anybody because we don't know if it was delivered before the person on his deathbed died. Also, you have the matana. Matana is the exact same thing as the previous case, except just not from his deathbed. He has a contract gifting something to somebody. Again, we don't know if he succeeded in giving it or not, so we're not going to. Maybe he wrote it and then change his mind. And finally, shovarim. Shovarim is receipts. So what happens is, when you have a loan, instead of the normal way I told you was the shtar chov, the IOU was held by the lender, and then he gives it to the borrower when the borrower pays the money back. They switch. And then normally the borrower just tears it up. If the lender, let's say, says, oh, I can't find your IOU, so now what's going to happen? Obviously, that's bad news because the borrower then is always subject to him finding it and claiming it later. So instead, the lender can give him a shovar receipt. It says, you paid me $100 for this loan. This supersedes any previous agreement, whatever the story is. And then that will be the evidence, the counter evidence that the borrower will have if the lender ever shows up with this IOU one day. So here you have shovarim, a shovar, which Lishbor means to break, so it means it breaks the power of the contract. So, like, so you find receipts. Let's call them, you know, the receipts that break the, you know, invalidate whatever, overcome the shtarchov, the IOU. In all cases, harei zelo yachzir. The finder shouldn't give them back to anybody, because shani omer, it could well be ksuvim hayu. They were written v'nimlach aleim shlolitnam, and then he just changes mind and decided not to give them after all. So because of that, we don't give it to anybody.